Melissa Rincourt is headed to trial on charges including assault, uttering threats, death or bodily harm, and causing a disturbance. Rincourt is a GSPS constable who faced disciplinary action during the pandemic after being arrested due to her refusal to show proof of vaccination. She is now accused of assaulting a 12-year-old hockey player on February 11. Her attorney, Len Walker, told Espanola Court that Rincourt would be proceeding to trial, and dates were set by Justice Dana Peterson. First, Rincourt will appear July 15 for a trial confirmation hearing. This appearance is for the accused, defense and Crown to confirm the details are in place for trial, i.e. that witnesses have been served with subpoenas, disclosure is complete and that the time estimate for the trial length remains the same. Rincourt is scheduled to proceed with trial in Espanola Court on September 17 and 18, should nothing arise from the trial confirmation hearing. In 2021, Rincourt was arrested and charged with resisting a peace officer and entering a premises when entry has been prohibited after she refused to provide proof of vaccination to attend her child's hockey game at the Espanola Recreation Center. Witness told Sudbury.com Rincourt yelled and screamed, called bystanders, Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by Rec Center staff after the GSPS officer refused to show proof of vaccination. These charges were dropped after Rincourt completed a diversion program, but she still faced a police disciplinary hearing. It was there that hearing judge, Superintendent Peter Lennox, determined Rincourt should be demoted from first-class constable to third-class constable for a period of 1 year, followed by 1 year in the rank of second-class constable, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander. But Rincourt and her lawyer, David Butt, appealed Lennox's decision. The appeal was heard April 20, 2023, and the decision handed down July 10, 2023. Rincourt and Butt argued that the language of the decision, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander, gave too much power to the unit commander. The panel hearing the appeal agreed, stating, "The penalty of demotion is worded as improper as it gives unfettered discretion to the unit commander. There are no other changes to the original decision," writes the panel. "The appeal is otherwise dismissed and the penalty confirmed." Rincourt will next appear in Espanola Court on July 15 for trial confirmation. Jenny LaMoth covers court for Sudbury.com.